Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Sabbath Services. We had an excellent conference. We ordained Russell Kemp as an elder in the Tennessee area. And also during Unleavened Bread, Roy Asante ordained Andrew Moses as an elder in Malaysia. And as soon as I got back, I had an email from someone in Cambodia. Did you have anyone to help us here in Cambodia? So that we sent Andrew's first assignment to him. So that's, he's a whole lot closer than we are. Okay. All the conference was recorded, so we're going to send it to you. You will get the whole thing. And I think you'll be very pleased with the things that we covered and so forth. Now, I left early because every year I go back and spend time with our webmaster, Ron Carey, and his son Aaron also works for us because we need to keep everything up to date and post the videos and post the sermons, post the letters, forward the emails and all of this sort of thing. So the went back there with them. And we've just recently upgraded it so that the website now, you can put on your smartphone. If you have a dumb phone like Ken, you do, you know, you can't put it on there. You still, well, I'm dumber than he is. I still just use the Bible. Okay. Think about when they had scrolls and clay tablets. Wonder what size of truck you would need to have the whole Bible on clay tablets. Have to have 40 donkeys to carry it home. Okay, so that's why we don't have it today. The conference went well. We have a total of 19 elders now, including me, and I'll put it in the letter that will be coming out. Now, while there with Ron and Aaron, we covered quite a few things, and for some time before going, I've had in mind, because since Ken has been doing all the work on the back sermons and putting together the in-depth study series that we have, and we're up to, what, 55, somewhere around there. Okay. We have nearly all of that already online. And I got to thinking, here, we've had a website, CBCG, since 1999. Well, through the years, we've grown bit by bit, and we're up to about a little over 100,000 visitors a month. But after 16 years, I think that's not very much. Now, stop and think about it. If you were a new person out there wanting to know what on earth is going on, I want to find out about God, all this sort of thing, you think you're going to be sitting there and all of a sudden a little light will come on in your head and go, ding, cbcg.org. Uh-uh. Never happened. And a little later, I had four of those attending with me. They all had smartphones. So we're all sitting there eating dinner, and I said, I want you to punch in CBCG and see what you come up with. I didn't know it. There are scores of websites that use CBCG. And no one's going to think of Christian Biblical Church of God. Now, if they're fairly, how shall we say, looking into the Bible, they might put in Christian, they might put in Biblical, they might put in something like that, and they might find us. But I would get emails every once in a while, and searching for things, I came across your site. This is what I've been looking for. And I've been thinking, with all the material we have there, with everything that we have on the site, with everything that we've covered, with all of our books, with all of our letters, with Church at Home is easier to find, far easier to find, okay? I thought, we've got to do something different. What is it that we need to do different, see? Do we just want to get those people who eventually come to us and say, oh, by the way, we have a website? You know, so I was thinking about truth of God. So I talked it over with Ron and had him look up the domain names, truth of God. And so we were able to come up with these, okay? thetruthofgod.world. That's a new designation. I guess that's because .com/org and all of that has expanded so much they need it. So we have that. thetruthofgod.net. So we got that, just regular price. And then Truth of God, .net, world, net, not org. Yes, we didn't get the truth of God, but we got truthofgod.org, which is perfect. Now, there was for sale thetruthofgod.com. Now, the other three we bought because they were available. All we had to do is just register, and now we own them. thetruthofgod.com was owned by someone else, and it was for sale for $4,288. So we went ahead and got that. So we have all of those locked up. So what we want to do is this. We want to change the website, rename it. We still keep CBCG, and anyone who knows about CBCG can still get there, even though it won't be up front like it used to. So, truthofgod.org, and here's what they'll come to when they get to the website. Okay? Truthofgod.org, restoring original Christianity for today. Special greeting from me. Welcome to the home page of the Truth of God website, of truthofgod.org website, sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God. We are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, the true original gospel as revealed and taught by Jesus Christ and his personally chosen apostles, preserved in the God-breathed New Testament. Therefore, we are scripturalists. Now, most of this we already have up there. We believe and practice the Word of God as inspired and preserved in the Holy Bible, Old and New Testaments. The Word of God is the truth of God from the God of truth. Now, we've had that up there previously, see. We strictly follow the Bible and recapture the true biblical meaning of the Word of God by comparing Scripture with Scripture to prove all things. As Jesus said, we are to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We do not teach or practice any tradition of men, regardless of their claims, whether Judaism, Catholicism, Orthodox, or Protestantism. The founding battle cry of original Protestantism, sola scriptura, meaning the scriptures and scriptures alone, has long been forgotten, ignored, and rejected by the Protestants. The Catholic religion is based on tradition and myth using a few scriptures. As a result, all Orthodox Christendom has gone astray and is now merely practicing Christianized pagan traditions, teachings, and philosophies of men. Okay? So that's the introduction when they come to the website. Then we'll rework it a little bit here because we explain about Christian Biblical Church of God. Okay. So I'm going to cover a special sermon on the truth of God. Now then, how many here listen to Michael Savage? Okay. Michael Savage, he's pretty hard-hitting in what he says, and he's generally pretty right. Okay. So every once in a while, he does something entirely different. So the other last week, and that was before 2 weeks ago, before I left for the conference, he was having people call in about the dark side of their lives. In other words, how many people out there live two lives? One, happy and friendly for everybody they know. Two, what they secretly do. And he brought up the example of this woman who was found murdered in New York. And she was a cosmetologist, and her husband was too, both doctors. Yeah, okay. Jonathan heard the program, and she died from a drug overdose, okay? She lived two lives. Here she had this practice, and she had everything about her life up on Facebook, traveling here, going there with her husband, smiling, happy, wonderful, everything good, and then she was found dead with an overdose of heroin in New York. So different people called in, and this woman called in. This is about the last part of the program I heard. And she was an engineer in Houston working on futuristic things to go into the body. For example, if someone swallows a lithium battery, well, how then do you retrieve it and things like this? And she has some dark side to her, which I'll just summarize this way, writing about demons and angels. Now, when you're watching television, you watch how much of it is getting into Satanism. And the thing I've noticed more than ever before is that the cartoons, see, there are no more young adults. They are cartoon adults growing old. 17, 18, 19, 20, you know, into that. So you have all of these cartoon commercials. And, of course, that's cheaper to make than hiring people. And everything is an artificial reality. Everything is in the news, contains so many lies. And I know I was watching, I have to commend Fox News, they have fewer lies, but CNN is nothing but lies. Always slanted to the liberal thing to elect Hillary Billery. And that's the way the news is slanted. So people find that there are lies everywhere. And they don't know that Satan the devil is deceiving the whole world. And they don't really understand what truth is. And if you happen to meet someone who is really nice, you really don't know what is the other side of the coin. See? Well, that's the way the world is, and what the world needs is the truth of God. Even with us. Here, I'm here at Matthew 3, so let's turn to Matthew 5 for here just a minute. Matthew 5. Okay? Matthew 5, verse 33. Here is a little test. How honest are you with yourself in relationship to other people as well? But basically, with yourself. Okay? Verse 33. Again, you've heard that it was said to those in ancient times, you shall not forswear yourself, but you shall perform your oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, nor by Jerusalem, because it is the city of the great king. Neither shall you swear by your head, because you do not have the power to make one hair white or black. Wish we could. But let your word be good. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. For anything that is added to these is from the evil one. Now, with human nature being what? Desperately wicked and, you know, deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. Even those of us who are converted, how many times do you have a wrestle back and forth, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, in your own mind, see? So that's really quite a test when you put it there. Is your yes really yes, or is it yes, maybe? Or is it no, maybe? Or is it a bold-faced lie? either way. See, so how many people live lies? That's why truthofgod.org is going to have more meaning, because people are going to be wondering where the truth is. Okay? Now, why do we have the world the way that it is, going deeper and deeper into sin? Okay? 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, here's why. Why are they going to worship the beast as God, allow him to say that he is God, okay, and fall for it hook, line, and sinker? Here's why. Okay? Verse 10, he's coming, or verse 9, the one who's coming is according to the inner working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. You see, seeing is believing. But what you see may not always be the truth. Have you watched those television programs which show you that, you know, what you think is absolutely true by what you see is not really what you see? Yes, indeed. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and those who are perishing because they did not receive the love of the truth, so that they might be saved. Now, here is why God's truth is automatic. Okay? All of God's laws are spiritual and function all the time. We don't even have to know that they exist because they exist. Now then, did not receive the love of the truth. So here's what happens when you reject the truth. For this cause, God will send upon them a powerful deception that will cause them to believe the lie. And boy, you know they're going to get all excited about that. Yes, indeed. Okay? Now, come to Romans, the first chapter. Let's see what the world has done with the Word of God. And the Word of God is true, and we're going to examine all of that. And the Word of God, the Bible, is the most important book in the world, which has the most information about man, God, why we're here, where we're going, what God's plan is, and how we fit into it. And there are certain keys that have to be followed to understand it. Okay? Romans 1, and let's pick it up here in verse 21 rather. Verse 21, because when they knew God, there was a time when people knew there was a God. They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but they became vain in their own reasonings, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Again, automatic. What has happened to every one of these great musicians, entertainers, so-called? They get all lifted up and glorified. What has happened to them? Okay, last one was Prince. The one before that was, Elvis, Michael Jackson, all of them. Why? Because you get lifted up in your own vanity and your own thoughts. And then Satan has an entrance, and he takes you down. Have we seen that happen more in more lives than just entertainers? Yes, indeed. Did it happen to that doctor who had a wonderful life on Facebook? You would think she's the most successful person in the world, and even married to a doctor. Die of a heroin overdose, okay? They became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed creatures and creeping things. So what happens? For this cause, God also abandoned them to uncleanness through the lust of their hearts to disgrace their own bodies between themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie because they didn't love the truth. And so that's why we're going to change and add to what we already have on the website, truthofgod.org. Because when God begins to call people, they want to know what is wrong. And when they find out that everything that they've come across is a lie, a fraud, a farce, facade, and their lives are ruined. And if God is going to deal with them, and God will call them if they really want the truth. Okay? All right. Now then, remember when Pilate was quizzing Jesus? Let's come back here to John 18. Okay? John 18, verse 33. Then Pilate returned to the judgment hall and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Do you ask this of yourself, or did others say it to you concerning me?" Pilate answered him, "Am I a Jew? The chief priest and your own nation has delivered you up to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight." And we're going to wait for that day. That's the resurrection day, okay? "So that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. However, my kingdom is not of this world." Pilate therefore answered him, "Then are you a king?" Jesus answered, "As you say, I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this reason I have come into the world, so that I may bear witness to the truth. Everyone also who is of the truth hears my voice." So that's the first step in understanding. Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" Now think about that answer. When you know all the pagan gods, all the pagan myths, all the pagan religions, dealing with the Jews with all of their traditions and all of their lies and everything like that, he said, "What is truth?" Well, that's where we are in the world today. What is truth? Okay? Now let's come back here to 2 Chronicles 15. 2 Chronicles 15. Not too far back from Matthew, 2 Chronicles 15. And let's see what happens here. Just like today, as God is left out more and more and more and more, what pours in to fill the gap? Evil. Evil. I mean, the latest current thing is, which bathroom should you use? Something you would think would be unthinkable. All right? Because we're in the same condition that Judah was back then. Verse 1. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you are with him." Key thing. God will never be with you in sin. He may rescue you from it, but he's not with you, okay, while you are with him. Now, the opposite is, if you're not with God, he's not with you. That's where we are in the world today. The Lord is with you while you're with him, and if you seek him. Now, stop and think about it a minute. This is why God gave us the Sabbath, see, the Sabbath. Leviticus 23, the first part of it is, these are the appointed times of the Lord. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Okay? That is an appointed time. That's why the Sabbath is so important. People will never go beyond just a few grains spilling out of the sandbox unless they come to keeping the Sabbath, because God has set an appointment every week, every 7 days, because our human carnal minds, even with the Spirit of God, need the Sabbath every week so that we can grow and prepare and use the Spirit of God and overcome and all of that sort of thing and learn of God. See? We need the truth of God. Okay, now notice. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. We read that already. And what happens when he leaves you? You're given over to delusion and lies. And for a long time, Israel's been without the true God. and without a teaching priest, and without law. And when they turned in their trouble to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them. And in those times there was no peace to him who went out, nor to him who came in, but great tumult was upon all the inhabitants of the lands. That's what we have today, great tumult. And nation was destroyed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversity. Look at the world today. You just take this one little incident and multiply it for the whole world. So if they turned to God, they would find him. So then he told him, but you be strong and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And then they turned to God, made a covenant with him, and that lasted for a while. All right? Now, let's see some characteristics about God. Okay? First of all, we learn here, he is the true God. All other gods or versions of God are false. There's only one. Now, we won't turn there, but you can put your notes, Exodus 34:6. He says that he is abundant in truth. And we are told that God is the true God who cannot lie. See, now think about that. That's very important in understanding the scriptures, see. Now, God has inspired the Bible to be written in such a way that when disbelievers come to it, they think there are lies and myths and things like this, and listen to the other religionists, that is true. But there is a way to understand, and we'll see that here in just a little bit. Let's come to Psalm 111. Psalm 111. Now, this is quite a psalm. And we'll spend some time in the Psalms because this will tell us a great deal about God. Okay? Let's pick it up here in verse 7. Now, you see, we're going to find God is the true God, a God of truth, and he cannot lie, and everything that he does is in truth. Verse 7, the works of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness. That's why they stand forever. And Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and truth. We'll see that again a little later. He sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and that's the first thing that people don't want to do. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. What's the shortest version of that? Obey my voice. You got it. That's it. Obey my voice. Okay. Now, let's come to Psalm 117. Very short psalm. Two little verses, about the shortest psalm in the whole book of Psalms. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all people. Now, think what it's going to be in the millennium when that happens, huh? Yes, indeed. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Every Protestant needs to read that. Endures forever. Never going to stop. If God lives for eternity, and God is true, and his ways are true, everything he does is true, and it's going to last forever. Praise the Lord. Okay? Come here to Psalm 119, just across the page. Verse 30. Now, this is for us. And this is what we want to do with adding to the website, truthofgod.org, and coming there and explaining to them that they need the truth of God and who is God and who is truth and what is right and what is wrong. Okay? Notice. Go back to verse 29. Remove from me the way of lying. There you go. Tricky human nature. Yes, indeed. Another way is let your yes be yes and your no be no, huh? Okay? and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. So truth is a way of living which comes from God. Also, walking in the path of truth, as we'll see a little later. Okay? I have laid your judgments before me. Now, let me tell you something very important to do. Psalm 119 is one of the greatest psalms in the Bible. And it has more eyes. But notice the perspective from which that eye comes from. Not vanity, not importance, but coming to God. There are 135 eyes in Psalm 119. I counted them all. All right? Now, speaking of truth, come over here to verse 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Now, what does that mean? See? If all of God's laws are righteous, if God is righteous, and even Tyndale understood this. You know, while I was on the trip, I read the Obedience of the Christian Man by Tyndale. And he understood. He said, even Jesus couldn't do away with the law because it's spiritual. Okay? And I don't think we understand the magnitude of Tyndale's life. I mean, think of this. And you can say by what he did that God raised him up directly, divinely. God can do that. Can God raise up anyone directly? Yes. Can he make him an apostle by the work that he was going to do? Look at what happened with that. Everything concerning the Bible, not only in English, but in the other languages, sprang from what he did. And he did it alone, while being chaste and everything. What a life that man had. One of the last things he asked for while he was in prison, he said, can I please have a cap? And can I please have some leggings because my legs are cold in this damp prison, and my Hebrew lexicon so I can translate the Old Testament? So there, facing death in the dark and dampness of Val Verde prison, he was translating the Word of God. And he was resolute and strong. Boy, and I tell you, you want to know about the Catholic Church? You read what he says, because he came out of the middle of that whole fraud, that satanic setup there. All right. Now, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the truth. Okay? Come back here to verse 97. What do we read in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter? Why they believe the deception? Because they didn't love the truth. And his law is the truth. But notice what it says here in verse 97. Oh, how love I your law. It is my meditation all the day. See? That's the truth. Then you read the whole thing. I tell you, this Psalm 119 is absolutely fantastic. Especially when you start out with this as your guide. See? To Isaac, he said, the promises are coming to you, Isaac, because Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. That's why we need the truth of God. And that's why we need everything that God has for us, see? If you think you can get along without God, try stop breathing for a while. See how you do. All right. Now let's go on. Verse 151. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. As I've said how many times, take the Ten Commandments, watch your television, and ask which one of them are being kept. I won't have you ask which one is being broken, you can figure that out by watching it, but ask the question, which ones are being kept? You are near, O Lord, and your commandments are truth. Now, verse 160, okay? Your word is true from the beginning, and every one of your righteous ordinances endure forever. See? Now, with that kind of attitude and understanding and God's Spirit, think of what God is going to do. You know, it's like someone asked me sometime, well, who do you think you are? Because you've got this minister over here saying he's an apostle for the 21st century, and you've got another one over here saying he's the successor of this great apostle, and so forth and so on. Well, my answer was, I'm a teacher and a defender of the truth. That's it. And if I can help and serve the brethren of God that way, teaching them, and that's why I, with the elders' conference, I made it clear the thing we all need to do, as I've said before, is to teach and teach and teach and teach. See, we're not to do like churches do. Well, if you have a problem, come to me and I, the big minister, will solve your problem. Now, there needs to be counseling, of course. However, as I mentioned to them, we are to teach them to solve their own problems by coming to God and using the Word of God, see? So that you can think with the Word of God, think with the Scriptures of God, and, you know, you've seen this ad, what is it, Prevagen, okay? Yes, if you take this from jellyfish, then your brain will work better. You've seen it, you know. And it shows the brain connections and everything, see? All right. The truth of God and the Spirit of God, if you turn the mute off, turn the mute on and get rid of the words and then watch that, that's what God's Spirit is doing to clean up our minds. You know, all those little sparks and things like that, because our minds are working all the time, see? Converting it from lie to truth. From self to God, okay? From vanity to substance. Now, what more could you want in your life? See? And then the end of that is eternal life, to live forever. What is that going to be like? To live forever. You know, the older you get, the closer you get to the point, well, one of these days I'm not going to be here. Yes. Now, you can't think of when that's going to be, but neither can you think of a time when you didn't exist either, you know. But you get to thinking, what is it going to be like to be a spirit being? How are we going to exist? All right, look at it this way. Our converted minds, fully converted, have to be born again, and put in a new mind and body. Question, how much did we know when we were born in the flesh? Well, we learned how to nurse by sucking our thumbs in the mother's womb. That was it. Okay. What is it going to be like at the resurrection? That is something. You probably hear me talk about this more the older I get. Okay. All right, let's go on. Now, here's something else about God that's important for us to understand. Let's come here to Psalm 146 and verse 6. 146 and verse 6. Okay. Let's go back here to verse 5. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. Now think about that the next time you watch a special program on the sea or the mountains or the fish or, you know, whatever it is, see? And notice what it says here, okay? Who keeps truth forever. Truth lasts forever. See? Now, we'll take a little break here and we'll come back and we'll see why it lasts forever.